finally got a little bit more, a few more shots than they started out with, but it took that third period to get to that point. We will wait for the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, will be joining us here shortly. I believe he's just putting on the headset now. And again, a huge, huge win for the Beavers here today. And coach, I think, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. First of all, congratulations. This win doesn't get any bigger than this, does it?
Well, you know, we've said before, every win in this league is big, but there's no question this one's a little extra special.
And especially special for Brittany Mowat, who just broke the all-time career wins record for a goaltender, breaking Zuzana Tomchikova's record of 41. Brittany Mowat now with 42 in her career, and she's still got a year and a half to play.
Yeah, pretty special to do it here against this team in this building and winning 1-0. You know, what a great way to set the new record. Just outstanding. Can't say enough about her performance and what she did for us and gave us an opportunity, especially, yeah, I know late in the second period, North Dakota put a good push on, and you know, she just stands tall like she always does.
Jim, I have to ask you a favor. Can you put the microphone a little closer to you when you're talking?
You bet.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You guys were being outshot again like Friday night. Where was it in the game that you thought the turnaround for your team came?
Well, I just thought we played a solid game, consistent. You know, we had a good rhythm. Again, all four lines were rolling. You know, again, shots to me are meaningless because, once again, the home team, all they do is discredit their goalie because we certainly had more shots than they were showing. But that doesn't matter. The bottom line is the big one on the scoreboard. And, you know, we just kept playing hard, and I told them going into the third period, somebody's going to make a play. And that's what Hubes did. She made a play and got one in, and that's all we needed.
Well, North Dakota was able to shut down your power play tonight. You guys go 0-for-5, but you got to give them credit there on that 5-on-3. What was it about them that they were able to hold you guys off?
Well, the key was we lost the draw, you know, and they win the draw, they shoot it down. So that took off, you know, over half the time we had on the 5-on-3. And then when we got it in, we threw one bad pass into our feet. And, you know, that's when you got to have poise, tape passes, try to go low, high, or vice versa, and get their kill moving. But we didn't do a very good job. And, you know, they were able to kill it off. But, you know, like I say, credit them. They made some plays when they had to on the kill.
Big night for Kristen Huber, obviously, with the game winner. Only one goal it took for your team to win this game. But talk about the play of Huber and more on that that lone goal.
Well, I think it was just a culmination of their entire night. I thought that line did a very good job. And you know, I thought Hannah did a great job in the neutral zone. She won a puck battle, kept the puck moving forward. And you know, then Hughes took it from there. She made a real nice move and you know, came in on her off wing. And I'm not sure if it went short side, far side, you know, whatever, went in the net.
Late in the third, you guys take that timeout. Is it just to give your players a little bit of a break there? Or did you see something that North Dakota was doing you didn't like?
No, Eve had been out there for almost 3 minutes straight, and she was beat red, so she needed a break.
Coach, another big win for your team here. You got to be happy where you sit. Obviously, there's one more weekend of a WCHA play before the break for the rest of the league, but you guys get a good month off as far as gameplay. You guys are sitting pretty good, aren't you?
You know what, Kelly, we're in a real good spot, and you know, we're going to enjoy this one. But I just told them, you know, we got to work hard, keep our legs during the break, because we don't want to, you know, take a step back. Those games against Lindenwood are going to be really important. But certainly, we put ourselves in a real good spot. We're going to be third, regardless of whatever happens, you know, going forward here in terms of the rest of the teams playing next week. So it's going to be exciting 2016. Looking forward to it.
Coach, enjoy the win. We'll see you on the bus.
Will do, Kelly. Thanks.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon with a very big win for his team here tonight at the Ralph Engelstad Arena.